Ooh, here we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks on the Enthusiastic Talk series. And this is a series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject for 10 minutes or so to build up the habit of talking enthusiastically. I got this out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. And in it, he said everyone should read something or talk about something enthusiastically for 10 minutes every day. I suggest that you try this as well, and you can record yourself so you can check back a month from now, a year from now, and be like, wow, I'm way more enthusiastic. It's super fun. And on this episode, I want to talk enthusiastically about responsibility. It's a fun word. Some people like that word. Some people really don't like that word. If you are one who doesn't like the word responsibility, you can replace that with dependable. I'm a dependable person. I'm dependable. People can depend on me. My little chickens, they can depend on me to get food and water every day. It's the same as responsibility. Same thing. Dependable has a much more positive aspect to it. It feels, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I'm a dependable guy. You know, people like raise their hand on that one. Are you dependable? Oh yeah, yeah. Are you responsible? Swap those two around. You know, drop responsibility and replace that with dependability. Dependable. I'm a dependable. And it's fun. It's a good thing to be dependable. It really, really makes life easier if you're a dependable person. If you, you know, and the number one person you have to depend on is yourself. Same with responsibility. I depend on myself to get out of bed at the right time every morning. I depend on myself to get my work done. I depend on this. I depend on that. I depend on myself to, you know, keep my body nourished and well-fed so I'm not starving and hungry. But so same thing, responsibility, dependability. It's a fun way. You can swap words out to make them feel better. Another, this is a little off subject, but I'm going with it. Gratitude, pretty popular word nowadays. Kind of doesn't feel the best word. It's hard to say I'm grateful for this. Yeah, I'm grateful for that. It feels heavy, like a heavy word. Now you can swap that one with appreciation. It's same thing, more easy. It flows a little easier. Like I appreciate the fluffy little chickens and their cute cuddliness, their cute fluffy faces, and their cute fluffy feet. I appreciate all the little bugs that run around and look cool. I appreciate all the bugs that sit still long enough for me to take a photo of them. See? It rolls. You can do it all the time, you know. You can sit there and rattle off hundreds of things that you appreciate way easier than gratitude. I'm grateful for. See, it's words are funny. Words are funny. And the responsible, dependable, another fun one is I don't know. That is not responsible. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to do that. You can swap I don't know with I need to learn that, or can you teach me how to do that? Instead of just saying I don't know, you can take responsibility of that and be like, oh, I don't, instead of going, oh, I don't know how to cook a pizza, be like, I would love to learn how to cook a pizza. Could you teach me how to cook a pizza? If you don't know how to do that either, maybe we can learn how to cook a pizza together. So it's funny. It's weird. I've just recently, like within the past 2 years, have started like looking at just synonyms on different words, like that mean the same thing, but they feel different when you say them. It's a weird thing. And I went from responsibility to wordplay. It's just a way to make your brain function, you know, and look at things differently. It's all perspective. It's all how you look at things. A fun little clip I saw just yesterday was a Lewis Howes clip. He had someone on, and the guest said that the hero and the villain have the exact same backstory. They usually have a painful backstory. You know, the villain usually has like a scar on their face, or, you know, like a cane, you know, gimping around, like something tragic, painful happened to them when they were younger. And the only difference between the two is the villain says, the world hurt me, I'm gonna hurt it. And the hero says, the world hurt me, I'm gonna make sure that it doesn't happen to anyone else. And that's crazy. So everything is all perspective. So if you don't like being responsible, be dependable. Be the dependable person that I know you are. It's great. Dependability is wonderful. You know, people can count on you to do whatever. And it's the quickest way to really grow and expand from wherever you are with whatever you're doing. If you take on more duties and things at your job or your side hustle, your career, or, you know, whatever you're doing, your studies, you can really grow really fast. It's amazing. So, you know, like, for example, when I was at college, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And I was in a class. I really didn't like the class. I started off going to be a teacher. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll be a teacher. That sounds, you know, like a common thing to do around here. And the class I went to, the teacher was terribly mean. She was just like upfront, very blunt. And she was like, there was like 70 people in the class. It could fit 30. And she said, over 70% of you are going to fail this class. This isn't an easy A. You're going to, you know, have to work for your grade. And I was like, whoa, like, this isn't cool. So the only class I could find that would fit that spot that looked interesting to me was an information technology class. And I was like, yeah, okay, I will not deal with this. Like, this doesn't sound fun. And I picked up that information technology job, which it was simple. It was Word, PowerPoint, Excel, like the basics. The teacher talked highly of his programming course that he created, fully custom, brand new, very innovative for the time. So amazing that he was able to see that far ahead as far as what the world was actually looking for. It was probably the coolest degree for the time that just came out of, you know, this one guy's creation. It's amazing. He marketed his program the whole time. And so I stopped being a teacher and I'm like, this is what I want to do. And we're circling back now. It was so interesting to me. I joined the program and then I talked to him and I asked him, you know, hey, I want to make a website. And he gave me a book. So when I wasn't taking classes, I was going through the book and I was working on that in my free time. So that's advancing my knowledge, my skills quicker than I was learning them through traditional courses, which is a great thing about today's world with this magical thing called YouTube. You can literally learn to do anything you can imagine by going on YouTube, searching it, and finding it. So to apply the dependability on growth, say there's something you're struggling with at work or at home, you can just search for videos on that topic. And I guarantee you, you'll find something that can help you. And then just putting that extra little time makes you more dependable. You get better at doing those things. And then you can take on more responsibilities to become more dependable. See how they interchange like that? It's fun. But I'm a big believer in that. And I don't know. That is one of my pet peeves when someone says, I don't know how to do this. And it's like, well, did you try? It's crazy amount of people will be like, no, I didn't try. I just don't know how to do it. I was like, well, how about we try? What, you know, well, why don't you try to do that thing? You know, let's work through it together. So, you know, it's like the old saying, give a man a fish, he eats for a night. Teach a man how to fish, he eats for a lifetime. That thing. That's the same thing. So replace I don't know with I need to learn that. I want to learn how to do that. I would like help learning how to do that. Can you help me learn how to do that? Can we figure out how to do that together? See? It rolls off the tongue better, and it doesn't sound bad. It sounds good. It's like, oh, motivation. It's motivation. That's it. It's enthusiasm. There we go. That's what these talks are all about. Enthusiasm. I don't know. I don't know. Not enthusiastic. I want to learn how to do that. Enthusiastic. So positive attitude, enthusiasm, and dependability is the keys to really growing as an individual, to really expand and do more and see more things. And it's just a good thing. And I felt today to talk about that because I had a message from my mom this morning, and it's like, hey, could you post these on Facebook for so and so? And I was like, well, they have to post it themselves. I'm like, I don't want to be a middleman for that, because Facebook is a fun place to sell things, and it's got its own nuances depending on the area that you live in. And when you post something there, you have to keep an eye out for people commenting on that thing and people messaging you about that. Even if you said call so-and-so to buy it, you're not usually going to get that happen. So it's easy to do, and it doesn't take any effort to, you know, figure out how to do it. It's like, you know, so I was like, no, I'm not going to do that for that individual. They can, you know, I can walk them through how to do it, but I'm not going to do it for them. And that's the thing, same thing, like people learn when they're in working in elderly care homes, self-care facility, or elderly assisted living. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. So assisted living places, everyone's taught there to not do something for someone who can do it for themselves. Even if they're, you know, struggling to feed themselves, you don't want to take that away from them, because that just disempowers them, and then they'd never do it for themselves again. And it's a hard thing. It's a hard thing to watch someone struggle. But on the flip side, think about a child learning to walk. Completely different. Same concept, but, you know, it's like, oh, it's cute. They fell down, and then they get back up, and then they fall down again, and then they get back. Eventually they'll get it figured out. So that's fun. Yeah. Like, teach people, do things, be dependable, help people. It all works. Like, just, you know, what am I trying to say here? It's like, be dependable and let others be dependable too. It's like, everyone should be dependable together, and then more big things can be handled, collaborated on, and worked out. And it's just more fun all around, and everyone's more happy-go-lucky if everyone's being dependable to each other and everyone and themselves. So that's my little talk for today. Hope you liked it. So be dependable, and if you aren't sure how to do something, always be like, oh, I would like to learn how to do that. And yeah, that's all for here. Whee!